This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, where our tagline is, we do what? We help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We also try to increase your returns and reduce your risk if that's possible. With this market being very volatile, it's been up lately, but down today. I'm doing this on Thursday, late Thursday. Actually, it's probably Friday morning after 12. You're listening to it on Saturday. So where would this market go before election? Is it going to make it past the election and then take a tank down, or is it going to continue? So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that and much more. So where are we located? Well, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Our zip code is 16148. So if you'd like to write to us, Legacy Financial Strategy, 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148, in a development called Linden Point. Half our clients are from Ohio, and probably a little more than half are from Ohio, and the rest from Pennsylvania. We've been serving pre-retirees, retirees and business people between my daughter and myself for well over 60 years. Not 6 years, over 60 years. My daughter is a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner, but that means nothing. Those initials is what can we do for you? And why should you call us to set up a complimentary consultation? Well, you're going to see what makes us different compared to all the other people's. That's right. We're completely different. So we're going to go into some of those details. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, which has all our contact information. And you literally can spend hours on that website getting free information. We'll talk about that in a minute. We also have another website called Innovation Tax Service. Now, taxes is done for most of you, see 95, 98%, but we have a few people, probably 30, 40 or so people on extensions. But now's the time to do tax planning because taxes are on sale, folks. It's not maybe they're going to go up. It's already scheduled. You hear that schedule? December 31st, 2025, because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will go until that time, unless the Democrats get in there, the demon rats, of course, they'll change the whole thing, and they'll be going like a rocket. So they're on sale now, so it's a good time to do tax planning. That website for our tax company is innovationtaxservice.com, taxservice.com. And we have another one, and if you got a business and you're concerned about taxes, you got to go to this website, EliteTaxReduction.com, where we can save most of the time, if you're paying a significant amount of tax, up to 50% most of the time. So go to that website, EliteTaxReduction.com. And I work some of the top CPAs in the country. We also have a tax prep. We do tax preparation, tax planning. But there's nothing that you can possibly run by us that we don't have connections to that can help you. Now, there's two things we don't do at our office, folks. We don't do Willie Nelson strategies. You know, Willie's on the road again singing. So we don't do really notion strategies for tax planning, and we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're looking for those, we can't help you. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, if you go to that website at leaveatlegacy.com, there's an on-demand seminar 24 hours a day. One area we can help you is on the Social Security. My daughter, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, graduated summa cum laude, 3.93 out of 4.0 at Slippery Rock. She spent 3 years at Penn State. I could have all the answers, and I don't think I could copy that good, folks, in sociology. And then she got her master in public administration. She thought about being a lawyer. A lot of those courses are not all of them, but many of them are similar. She got 3.90 from the University of Pittsburgh, but she used to work for the Social Security office and three other government agencies many years ago. So if you want to know more about Social Security, on that website, leaveatlegacy.com, click on that button that says On Demand Seminars. We have one on Social Security. Give you kind of an overview. You can take a quiz, download some reports. And then if you'd like to have a complimentary report done, set up a call. We'll get information. I'd be glad to give you that report. We could do it by email, mail it to you, do a video conference or whatever. But our toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963. We have another mini seminars, 24 hours a day. You ready for this? Are you ready to retire? Say we're going to be starting called a 401k quarterback, and we're going to be able to manage your 401k. We're going to be talking about that. Our 401k is dead. Yeah, stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking about that. But anyway, 401k quarterback. And if you haven't retired yet and you're thinking about it, we can help you with the exact date that you'll know that you can retire. I think that should give peace of mind. So that's one thing we can do with that. So we have one called Are You Ready to Retire? One's on Social Security. One's on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. In fact, I'll be going to media in August. We haven't had one during this COVID. The Lakewood Club. I belong to Mahoney Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. And we have attorneys, elder law attorneys from Ohio and Pennsylvania that specialize in that arena. But in the meantime, you go to that website, leaveatlegacy.com, on-demand seminars, to learn about wills, trust, power of attorney. Then we have one on women and wealth. One's how to have a tax free retirement. And how about this one? Paycheck for Life called Guaranteed Income. Yeah, there's an on-demand seminar for that. I think, besides your Social Security, if you'd be fortunate enough to have a pension, I think many people would like to have additional amount of money that they know, no matter what happens to the market conditions, they will have a guaranteed, predictable income stream they cannot outlive. So those are some of the on-demand seminars. Now, you name the investments or savings, you know, folks, we probably have it. And we'll talk a little bit about yellow, green, and red money in a minute. But the first thing, I think, part of the comprehensive plan, most people don't want to talk about that, but I think it's something you need to address, especially if you're pre-retirement or retirement age, and that's protecting those assets from health care or catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. A lot of people haven't planned to that. And what have you done? What assets do you have assigned to that? Is it a money market account? Is it a CD? Is it a non-qualified account? Have you done any planning? How would you like to have a strategy that you can take those so-called assets and maybe even double or triple to that, where you got a predictable amount in case you need it? If you don't need it, it's going to earn a competitive rate of return. And if you don't need it and you lie, it'll go to your heirs. So it's a lot better than leaving it in one of those types of assets. And if you do need it, you'll be glad that you did, because there are about a 70-75% that when you're 65 years or age or older, that you'll need some type of convalescent care, either in-home care, assisted living care, adult care, or nursing home. I already mentioned tax preparation, tax planning, estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney, and then you name the investment or savings. I can't say we have everything. We have most things. So we kind of like to describe it like a traffic light. You have yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. It varies depending on the person. The advantage is very liquid, relatively safe. The disadvantage, it doesn't pay much. You got to pay taxes. Then red money, we have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group. That's risk money. That's anything that could do what? Go up or down. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver. Yes, we offer gold and silver, folks. So that's red money. And then green money, where you can't lose money due to market conditions, that would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities. They usually pay more than a CD. Index annuities, they're linked to some type of index. And all those have pros and cons. You can't lose money due to market conditions. But if you bail out of a CD that you have for 3 or 4 years, you could possibly lose some of your principal, possibly. Same with the fixed annuity and index annuity, although they have a lot more liquidity. So one size does not fit all. There's pros and cons to all types of investments and savings vehicle. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When you come back, we're going to talk about the IRS creates new path for undoing RMDs. What are RMDs? Requirement minimum distributions. And 401k plans no longer make much sense for savers. Is that true? So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So what we're going to talk about on this segment is, let's say you've already paid, your took out your RMDs, that's requirement minimum distributions. Can you get that money back, or is it too late? There's something just changed in the regs just recently, and then we're going to be talking about 401k plans no longer make sense for savers. Is that true? So let me give you our contact information. Legacy Financial Strategies, Legacy Advisory Group, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You want to set up a call. It's complimentary. There's no charge. Set up a 15-minute call. If you got some questions, we'd be glad to answer that for you. Again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And if you're driving, just Google the word Legacy Financial, and then you'll click on a button that says leavealegacy.com. So IRS creates a new path for undoing RMDs, requirement minimum distributions. In January 2020, before Congress changed the law, this person asked a question. I took my 2020 requirement minimum distributions from an inherited IRA totaling $8,200. In COVID-19, two retirement account strategies you need to know, folks. And one is to pay it back and avoid being taxed on the $8,200 if it's a coronavirus-related distribution, but I don't qualify for that. Am I out of luck? Or is there some loophole still out there? What do you think, folks? Well, here's the answer. We have good news. The IRS just issued a new guidance allowing you to repay the RMD you already took, and you're ready for this, not pay taxes on it. But don't wait. What is the deadline? You have until August 31st, 2020. So you have about 5 weeks to delete the RMD and avoid the taxes. That should be the price for this emission. If you only cut part of it and you don't know what I'm talking about, or can you explain that again? Call me. Call Legacy Financial Strategy Innovation Tax Service, toll-free number 800-264-4963. That's a big bombshell, folks. 800-264-4963. The CARES Act waived all 2020 RMDs for RAs and defined contribution plans. The waiver applies to your RMD if you turned age 7.5 during the tax year 2019 and had to take your first RMD by April 1st, 2020 and waited until 2020 to take it. Turn age 72 during year 2020 and have to take your RMD by April 1st, 2021 or an inherit IRA or a retirement account and have to take RMDs for tax year 2020. The RMD waiver doesn't affect your ability to make a tax-free charitable contribution. So let's say you didn't know about the waiver. You already took, you say, your RMD, requirement minimum distribution. And let's say you want to put it back and avoid taxes on it. You have two ways to undo your 2020 RMD. First, do an indirect rollover to another account or repay the funds to the same account. Indirect rollover, you generally have 60 days from the distribution day to complete an indirect rollover. But a notice that's from the IRS called 2020-51, the IRS extends its indirect rollover deadline so that you have until August 31st, 2020, not 60 days, for the RMD distributions you took earlier in the tax year 2020. As a reminder, you don't do an indirect rollover from an inherited non-spousal IRA. Instead, to avoid being taxed on your RMD, you have to use this repayment method. Not sure? Your broker can't give tax advice? Give us a call. Set up that 15-minute call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. These rules apply only to RMD amounts distributed, taken out of the IRA. Any amount you took out exceeding your RMD amount aren't, folks, eligible for the relief. That's the RMD amount. So let me give you an example. Joanne had 4,000 RMD requirement for a traditional RA for the tax year 2020, and she took out $5,000 on January 15, 2020. Joanne has two options. Joanne can put the 4,000 in another traditional IRA by August 31st, 2020, or Joanne can put 4,000 back in the same traditional IRA by August 31st, 2020. In either scenario, Joanne must pay tax on the $1,000. That's more than the four she took above and beyond the RMD. I think those are great bombshells, great value. If you didn't quite get all of it or not really sure, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So 401k plans no longer make sense for savers. Is that true? Well, if you've got one, you want to call us. We're having a program called the 401k Quarterback where we can manage your accounts that you have. And if you're getting near that retirement, you want to know, do I have enough money to retire? We can help you with that. Well, the 401k retirement plan was authorized by the Revenue Act. See if you can remember that. What year? 1978. When did IRAs start under the ERISA Act? 1974. It's $1,500. In Roth under the Tax Relief Act, 1997. So the 401k retirement plan was authorized by the Revenue Act of 1978, which took effect in 1980. But its real genesis is the 1974, which I mentioned under the IRAs, called the Employment Retirement and Income Security Act, known as ERISA, which fixed the problem of underfunded defined benefit plans so thoroughly that private employers stopped offering them. Benefits consultant, kind of the
the father of the 401ks, Ten Bena, B-E-N-N-A, come up with a way to use the 1970 Act for tax-deferred, defined contribution plan, and the rest is history. The tax advantage of 401k depends on four factors, all of which have changed dramatically since 1980 to the detriment of 401ks for a median income married couple with two children. What does median mean, folks? That means half above, half below. The arithmetic mean means average, and modal means most often. So this is the median, middle score. So you ready for this? In 1980, what was the marginal federal income tax rate? 43%. What is it today? 12%. The capital gains tax rate was 28% in 1980. And if you're in a 12% or lower, it's 0%. The likely retirement bracket tax rate was 15% in 1980 and 12% today. Interest rates in 1980 were what? You remember that? 15% compared to basically 0% today. Making some reasonable assumptions about a worker with 30 years to retirement, the 1980 version of the 401k tax deferrer was equivalent to an additional investment return of 9.2% per year, an extraordinary incentive to save for retirement even without the employer match. Using today's numbers, the benefit comes out to, ready for this, 0.6%, considering less than the 1 to 2% in fees investors pay in typical 401k plans, and you thought you weren't paying any. That example compares investments paying ordinary income tax rates yearly, but the investors also have the option of using tax-efficient tax mainly at capital gain rates at the time of withdrawals. In the 1980 environment, the 401k plan had a 2.5% annual advantage over other tax-efficient investments and taxable accounts. Today, folks, in the 2020, there is no tax advantage remaining in the 401k. So in the 1980, the government offered huge tax savings to encourage retirement savings, while today it offers little or no benefit. The employer contribution is still available with 100% match worth 2.3% per year in extra return over 30 years. Dismal, folks. But this has nothing to do with the 401k structure. Another big change since 1980 is the availability of zero-cost, tax-efficient, well-diversified index funds in convenient form of retail investors. Yes, 401k plans have reduced costs as well, but to a much smaller degree. In 1980, a typical investor might have paid 3.5% of assets and fees either in or 401k. In 2000, that shrunk to 1.5% in a typical 401k and 0.5% outside. Some employers 401k with fees to even lower than taxable alternatives, but others are stuck around the 3.57 level. So now 401ks become the primary source of retirement savings. The Force 401k platform do compete in an open market, and it costs nothing. So you hear the saying, you want to pay tax on the seed or the harvest. There are some better strategies out there, but if you have one and you need help in managing, give us a call. We have that 401k quarterback that we can help you and plan so you know you're going to have a plan in place, a written plan, when you can retire. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about this market and possibly where it's going.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning, We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. We're going to talk about the market and where things are going. But I want to remind you, I'm trying to get the special guest. He may be on next week or the following week. And his name is Paul, I hope I'm not butchering his name right, Hemelstein, S-T-E-I-N, Hemelstein, and he's going to be talking about the SECURE Act will make seniors, pre-retirees, retirees, insecure. You hear that? So he's going to go in a little depth. He'll be on for two segments. So what does that mean to you? And here's what it means. Taxes, taxes, taxes. This will affect qualified money, which is IRAs, 401ks, 453 plans, 403b plans, 457, SEPs, KEOs, SIMPLES, etc. So you want to stay tuned for that. I'm going to try to get him next week, but it could be the following week. He's going to get back with me as far as his schedule is concerned. So now I have a service. I don't know if you ever heard Martin Weiss. He's been around for a long time. He'll rate insurance companies, banks, Weiss ratings. Well, you could probably get it on your own if you want to pay a service for that. But I have lots of services. That's why you should call our office. There's all kinds of things you can get that can help you. So I'm going to give you the toll-free number again, Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group. If you'd like to set up that complimentary phone call, there's no charge for it. You should write this down. If you can't, I'll give you some ways to remember it. It's 15 minutes, again, no charge. Do it now. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. So protecting profits and earning income to the shifting market. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the service. When the pandemic first struck, we knew it changed the world forever, but couldn't have known exactly how. Of course, now the picture is becoming, according to them, crystal clear. And the implications, folks, can be huge to when you were going to retire and if you're already in retirement, if you have to go back for work or not. Since the pandemic struck, our world has effectively split into two distinct spheres, each moving through a time along two different divergent pathways. Here's the first one, first sphere. It's traditional realm of brick and mortar. It's where people work in offices, go to school. We'll have to see in the fall how that's going to shape out or take place. Shop in stores. Sit patiently or impatiently in doctors' waiting rooms, travel to conventions, and try to continue jogging through life as if nothing has changed. And the second fear is the digital realm, where people work remotely. Students rely on distance learning. Shoppers get nearly everything they need online. Patients consult with the doctors via telemedicine. And millions attend virtual conferences, all from the comfort of their home. Now, on the brick-and-mortar side, we see a tsunami of financial failures, corporate bankruptcies, personal bankruptcies, even some government bankruptcies. And on the digital side, we see a tidal wave of revolutionary technology innovations. In the one, unprecedented wealth destruction, in the other, unprecedented wealth creation. It's a seismic shift, and investors are finding it difficult to maintain their footing as the very ground beneath themselves trembles. You probably can relate to that.
That's why the ratings at Weiss formulas give a heavy weight to what he calls stabilizing factors. To earn a high Weiss rating, a company needs to not just earnings, but consistent earnings, not just dividends, but a history of rising dividends, not just good upside price momentum, but also limited downside risk, not just profit potential, but also relatively safety. Our ratings are on the same scale. Here's how they rate them. You can call on any stock or mutual fund, and I'd be glad to look it up and give you some information about it. I'm going to give you the toll-free number in a minute. A is, of course, excellent. B is good. C is fair. D is weak. E is very weak. Now, these aren't ones that I'm recommending. These are based on Weiss ratings. But if you call, I'll be glad to give that ratings. That doesn't mean he's right, but he has a history, a pretty strong history in his corner. So if you'd like to know more about that, you know, give us a call. And I'll tell you what's in the offering again for stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds. They are equivalent of medium to long-term buy, sell, and hold ratings. They'll have B minus and above equate to a buy signal, and a D plus and below signify a sell signal. C plus C, C minus, or hold signals. So if you'd like more information, give us a call, toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Set up a phone call. It'll last 15 minutes or less, and you might want to have a couple of those or ones you're thinking about. And again, there's no charge for that, but they're based on his, not mine, ratings. But you can check him out, Google him, check out his, you know, philosophy and so forth. If you want to pay for the service, you can pay for it yourself as well. But if you want to get it through us, not get it through us, but if you'd like to call and get some of those stocks or ETFs or mutual funds, we'd be glad to help you out with that arena. So let's talk about another guy. I have lots of people, folks. Harry Dent. Now, he's been right on many occasions, and he's been wrong on other occasions. But he has the trend, not always on the right day or month or year, but he has the, you know, the trend. He doesn't always have the numbers on the upside, but he has the trend. So he's talking about, this is the July 21st newsletter, the final NASDAQ bubble top looks to be forming. He's not the only source I have that. And I have some. I have one source that it thinks it's going to continue. Well, I do know this. The market is pretty tipsy as far as price. And I just pray and hope that it doesn't happen until at least after the election. But, you know, you can make monies on the downside of the market, too, if you want to go in that arena. Of course, that is red money. So, like I said, you got to have a plan in place. I always believe people should have emergency money. That's that yellow money I talked about, 3 to 12 months. You should have, maybe, some people should have money in red money. Some people should have no money in red money. Some people may have a good pension income. They can afford the risk. Other people should have a mixture of green money, yellow money, and red money. One size does not fit all. It's like fingerprints. Each one is different. You have to do a suitability, capacity risk, a plan, a retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money? And we have both tactical and strategic type investing as far as the red side. We also have, you know, commodities. I mentioned gold and silver. We have that. Again, that would be considered red money, even though the TV commercials don't make it sound like red money. So in the May issue of HS Dent Forecast, this is the July, he said, I warned the NASDAQ looked like it could make a new high in this rally. He did. It never hit the exponential top trend line after 2018 to the entire bubble since the early 2009. More importantly, it never broke the bottom trend line back to 2009 as well. He said, even when all other major indices, the S&P 500, Dow, and Russell 2000 clearly did. He also said the perfect toppy scenario would be for the NASDAQ to make a clear new high while these other indices didn't, confirming the top with a classic major divergence. He said it's not just the other major U.S. stocks indices that have made a top, the major European indices called the DAX, the FTSE, and the CAC, and Japan's Nikkei haven't either. And despite a very bubbly 20% thrust in 1 month, the Shanghai Composite is not even close to its 2015 highs, not to mention its 2007 all-time highs. He said, I've been commenting about the frugated rally. Tech, especially online companies, biotech and healthcare, have been doing better than ever. But the financials, industrials, and small caps are lagging. He said the infamous FANGs called Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google of the NASDAQ have continued to outperform on the upside and been holding up better on the downside until recently. He said, this looks as good as it gets for a major all-time and lasting high in the markets after the strongest rebound rally from a 40% first bubble crash ever, and during which among the major indices, even globally, only the NASDAQ made a new high. So this is probably 8 pages of reports, so obviously don't have time. But if you'd like to have a conversation, you could come in as well and have a sit-down meeting, or either set up a phone call first. There's no charge for the meeting. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website. It has all our contact information at leaveaLegacy.com. That's leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support messages. We come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. It's the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk a little politics, folks. I tell you what, when you think it can't get any worse, it does. If you see what's going on in Portland, some of these other blue Democrat states, demon rats, you know, when you have rats, what do you have to do? You usually have to trap them, and then you have to get rid of them. Now, again, most of the people aren't like that. It's 2% of the, it's creating the chaos. You saw where three of those policemen in Portland were lasered in their eyes, and they think, they aren't sure at this point, they could go blind. My son-in-law didn't think he'd get blind from a laser. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. In fact, you can stun someone also and take their gun and shoot them with it. So it's very precarious what's going on. Now, here's something. This came from, you aren't going to believe this. This is hard to, do you know who Keith Ellison is? He's the Attorney General from Minneapolis. Here's what he said. Police officers should be responding to rape calls if the suspect runs away. That quote comes from Minnesota AG Attorney General Keith Ellison. It says, for victims' comfort and for public safety, he says, having police respond to not only take care of the victim, but to work quickly toward catching the suspect is crucial, even especially if that person has fled the scene. Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed by police officers on May 25th, has been ground zero of the recent anti-police movement that followed Floyd's death. Last month, the city council voted to start the process of replacing the police department with an alternative model. The charter amendment calls instead for a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. Also includes a provision for licensed law enforcement officers. As a charter department, the director would be nominated by the mayor, approved by the city council. The director would have non-law enforcement experience in community safety services, including but not limited to public health and or restorative justice approaches, the council reported in a press release. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellis said it would be better, I'm going to repeat this again, not to have police officers responding to rape calls in situations when the rapist has already fled, according to the Federalist. Instead, Ellison suggests it's preferable to have, you ready for this, folks? Have a social worker trained in their interacting with rape victims respond to such a call. In making his point, Ellison dismisses police officers as people who are simply trained in how to use guns. Shocking. If you're a woman who's been a victim of sexual assault and the assailant ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody by who's trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with, as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm, he said, right? Ellison said on a virtual panel with PBS, I can't pronounce the name, and a California Democratic Rep. Karen Bass. Folks, what can I say? They're demonic. They're evil. We need to speak out. That's why it's very important to not stick your head in the sand and say it's too upsetting. Become educated. Vote. If you want to protect your freedom, get educated. Now, you might have seen, I talked about last week, I'll talk about again, the Record Argus, and it also came from WKBN. It showed 6 deaths. Now we're up to 8, but according to the coroner, there's 3, not 6, according to his information, but the state controls that. So I won't go into the detail in case you missed that last week. If you want more information, please let me know. Another shocking report, you might have seen commercials on Fox called the Lincoln Project. Have you seen that? It's a super PAC. And you know, when you donate to a campaign as an individual, you're allowed $2,700. But if you donate to a super PAC, and the Supreme Court ruled on this years ago, 9-0, which I'm again, you could have unlimited amount of money. And these basically are the deep state. These are so-called Republicans. They're not really Republicans. They're rhinos. So I'm a registered Republican, but I hate the word saying I'm Republican. There's a lot of Republicans I cannot stand. What I do like is the platform. Have you ever read the platform, what they stand for? Now, do they implement all that? No, what they stand for. Read the Demon Rats platform and tell me which one you want to support. Now, there's a bunch of rhinos out there, and these are so-called Republicans, but they're really not. If you want more information, at Google, there's all kind of trash. You see those commercials? Just trash it. They're totally not true at all. That's why you can't stick your head in the sand. I need to research. Laura Ingraham went in quite a bit of detail where they get their funding. I'm not going to go through that. You can get the information from her show or Google her name and get the information. So here's a question. Can you get sued for asking employees and customers to wear masks during the COVID-19? As states across the country, I mentioned here a couple weeks ago, Giant Eagle's got 34 lawsuits being against them. As states across the country begin to reopen during the coronavirus, businesses may have to follow strict guidelines from local governments. White business owners are excited to get back to work. Well, not white, while business owners are excited to get back to work, They also want to ensure their customers' employees are safe. I think everybody would agree to that. Doesn't matter what color you are. God's a respecter of no persons. He does speak out against evil. Of course, it doesn't shock him because he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and last. He foreknows what's going to happen. But he loves all. He wants all to come to repentance, folks. He's a respecter of no persons. Doesn't matter what race, religion, and so forth. He stands at the door. You have to open the door through repentance. And that means forgiveness and accepting Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. So who do you say that he is? So they don't want to foster an environment where COVID-19 can easily spread. So they may ask employees and customers to wear a mask. If you're a business owner, you're likely wondering if requirements to put on face coverings will open you to lawsuits. The truth is that anyone can get sued for anything at any time. Still, the real question is whether or not the lawsuit will be successful. According to Tina Willis, owner of Tina Willis Law, a personal injury attorney, in 99% of cases, the employee cannot be successfully sued by customers or employees for requiring customers or employees to wear face masks. But there's the 1% that can. A lawsuit would likely not go through because if there was a theoretical argument that require employees and customers to wear a mask violated their constitutional rights, then only state actors could honor these rights. While some businesses are considered state actors, that determination can be complex. However, if an employee or customer has a known medical condition, limitation like emphysema, and couldn't wear a mask, there may be a case. According to Willis, this person would have to ask if they could be at the business without a mask on due to a medical condition, be denied by their employer, and then suffer very serious injury or death as a probable result of wearing the mask. There are other instances in which you could potentially get sued. According to attorney Cynthia Flynn, who practiced employment law for Heckler, Finn, and Associates. For example, an employee may refuse to wear a mask because it interferes with the performance of the employee's job. It could fog up their glasses, and the employee would be unable to see while working. The mask could create a hazard in the workplace or get caught in the machinery as well. When something negative results from these situations, such as injury, an employee could take legal action. So, again, always consult with your attorney. But hopefully there's going to be new legislation coming out that will give some protections for business, healthcare workers, and so forth. So stay tuned for that, and we'll have more to talk about the stimulus and what kind of plans. But there's going to be something, an extension of the FPUC. The PUA has already been extended, but the FPUC, that $600, is going to expire at the end of this week, which is, you're hearing this on Saturday. So it might, hopefully they'll make it retroactive. If not, there could be a 1 or 2 weeks lag without there. And there's a lot of people out there with a high unemployment that really need this. I hope they get their act together and get something done. So remember this. God does not cause this. He does allow it. What are we to learn from this? But the important thing is, I'm going to a funeral. My mom died a week ago. And, of course, you're listening on Saturday. It'll be Friday. At Grace Chapel Community Church. She was 93. She would have been 94 December 3rd. But it's a celebration because I know where she's going to spend eternity. And God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. Hebrews 9:27, man's appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. We don't know the day or hour. Today could be your last day. But you will spend someplace. It's either heaven or hell. The gate to heaven is narrow, according to Matthew 7, mainly for two reasons, ignorance and pride issues. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before and he'll lift you up. So the secret of getting to heaven is doing what? Repent, ask forgiveness of your sins, and do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God and mean in your heart. And if you do that, by the word of God, you will, in fact, spend eternity in heaven. So tomorrow, or actually I'm doing this on Friday, Rory, and Friday morning, that I'm going to celebration. You're listening on Saturday, so it was yesterday. She has been entering heaven. She's healed. No more pain. No more suffering. Revelations 21. That's the most important decision you could make, folks. I have another radio show I call One Way Radio Network. I do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790 a.m. So tune into that and learn more about that. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.